guys, welcome to Back Issues. I'm Nate.
Wow, sniped it.
We have a different name now. Back.
Yeah.
Issues.
Okay. No, so, I'm stealing it. I'm stealing it from.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep pop. This. Keep this. All right. I'm 10.
Hi, I'm Ramon.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Nate.
And again. You're watching Pre-Order Power Hour.
Guys, we're not Back Issues. Yes. We don't want to get sued by Comic Pop. I love you guys. I love you, Ethan, Ben, and Sal. Please.
You guys are chill.
Yeah, don't sue us.
Yeah,
I just thought it would be funny to do that.
Yeah, well, welcome back to another episode, y'all. We're just hanging out. We're chilling. It's going to be an interesting episode. We're going to be... I just move closer to the mic, if you can tell. We're going to be talking first... as you can tell by the title of the episode, we're mainly going to be focusing on some, like, comic book video games that we played growing up.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the title was.
That's something along.
Damn, just jumping
about.
Into it. Like,
well,
okay.
Well, I'm just saying we can introduce the topic.
Okay.
What we're gonna be talking about later, mm-hmm. But obviously, like our usual setup, we're gonna start talking about some new books that are coming out. Because if you didn't know, if you're listening to this and for some reason are not a customer of the store we work at, we are a comic book store, and we like to tell people about books coming out so they can know what to order, and also. Just if you don't come to our store, you can know what to order at your local shop too.
Yeah, if you're in the area, hit us up, Comic Book Hideout.
Yeah, and we just if you're on the area,
just
started using League of Comics as like our pull system app, so you can just look us up on there and start putting orders through and stuff. So it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, we're gonna start off talking about some new books, and then from there we'll lead into chatting about some fucking comic book video games that we like. Anybody want to start off talking about new books, or should I just jump into it?
Yeah, go for it.
I think you need to jump in.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just start with... Well, I'll start with number one, and it'll kind of lead us into one of the next books, too. Absolute Evil, number one, is going to be coming out October 1st. That one's going to be fucking really cool. Sorry, that was my water bottle I just kicked. That one's going to be really cool. It's going to be the introduction of a couple new Absolute Universe heroes, or anti-heroes, is what they're teasing. And then it's also just going to be a bunch of the different villains from the different runs we've seen so far, kind of, I'm assuming, forming a Legion of Doom type team. But, like, we're going to get first Absolute Green Arrow in that book, and we're also going to get first Absolute Hawkman, I think, are the two confirmed ones.
Nice. We haven't had a Hawkman, like, series in ages.
So yeah, and it might be, like, a backdoor pilot. I could see the next, like, round of if they're going to... Since they're introducing him, maybe the next round of Absolute stuff is going to be, like, Green Arrow, Hawkman, mm-hmm. and somebody else. I would love if it was a Hawkman and Hawkgirl book.
Yeah, that would be.
Or maybe the different thing is that there isn't a Hawkgirl. Maybe there's just one. Maybe,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like what is Hawkman like without Hawkgirl?
I think it would be really funny if they just kill Green Arrow.
I think he'll die. I think he's gonna because he's gonna be a miniseries. I think he's gonna die at the end of the miniseries.
Yeah, so that was like. Get put yeah, that was kind of like that.
Like a dog
theory.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like that's gonna be it. Yeah, so that's gonna be fun. That's gonna be like the DC version of Ultimate. One year later.
Yeah, actually, that's a great.
Basically,
comparison.
Just that. I've read the preview, and it's a very much a informational book more than anything. But yeah, art by who does the art? I know this.
I know there's an awesome cover by Riley Rosmo. And he
Giuseppe Camuncoli, who is very good.
Yes.
and very very great.
He did a bunch of stuff. He's done Spider-Man, right?
He's done Spider-Man. He's done he's done a bunch of stuff. So great artist. There's some really cool stuff in there. The synopsis is basically all of the main villains of the Absolute Universe are getting together and just kind of touching base with all these heroes kind of rising up and just kind of checking out what's up.
And it's written by Al Ewing.
Yes. So
if you like him, then
it's a good one. So yeah. Next up, we have the second issue of Batman, written by Matt Fraction, art by Jorge Jimenez. It's the second bout. In this issue, it's going to be primarily Tim focused. If you've read the first issue, I don't think it's a spoiler. At the end of the first issue, you find Tim in a situation. Yes. And in the second issue, it is Tim getting out of that situation. So pretty much like the first issue, it is a very kind of cut and dry story, building up a little more of the world and the players, but it's really just some good fun Tim action. As always, great art by Jimenez. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's one of those guys that's just why can't he just draw this forever?
Can't draw everything.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, and then you get at the end of the issue, there's some stuff that happens after where the main players of Batman and Robin, they might be in a pickle. So yeah, definitely check that out. I mean, issue one sold out pretty damn fast. We just recently put in some reorders. They're all going to be variants, unfortunately, but you'll still get to read the issue. And the reprint has not come out this week, but I have to assume that...
Do it, like, as soon as possible.
It's coming soon.
If not this week, next week. So keep your eyes out. We will be ordering a good amount of reprints once they put those out. Oh, but yeah. For now, just know that we will be getting in a few extra copies. So keep your eyes out. And, looking forward to seeing where Fraction takes this one.
Very cool, very cool. And I think the next big event that's coming up is DCKO.
The biggest!
Dude, this is like some playground shenanigans. Literally. Just sitting around being like, oh, you know, such and such can beat up such and such. So, yeah, if you want to see, like, you know, characters go all out and brawl and, like, just scrap, yeah, DCKO for the big events. I believe it's also going to be, like, you know, tying in like the Absolute Universe as well with the mainline one.
A little bit.
I don't want to spoil anything, yeah. But maybe.
But yeah, so this is definitely going to be the big one. Like 3-4 months of?
Just for everyone at home, just to kind of recap, Absolute Evil is going to be coming out
October 1st.
And then we have...
Batman number two
is also October 1st.
And then DCKO is coming out October 8th.
Yes.
The day before my birthday.
DCKO.
DCKO is the big boy.
You know, we're gonna be putting getting a lot of those books.
So yeah, getting a lot, and also we're gonna do a little promo. Mm-hmm. Basic deets that we have for it. It is going to be predicting how the brackets go and people can win points. And at the end of it, you know, whoever like top three, they get a little cash prize out of it.
Yeah. So, for people that don't know, in the they've released a bracket essentially of all of the, there's a list of all the heroes that are going to be fighting in this contest. The contest is essentially the heart of Apocalypse is transforming Earth, and basically the heroes find out that they find out that
they gotta become like Darkseid.
They need to become Darkseid.
Yeah.
So
basically,
the closer they get into the Earth, the more it will start corrupting them and becoming Darkseid. So they're basically going to be holding a big tournament for the heroes and villains to scrap and figure out who's gonna be the anti-monitor to the
monitor.
But they'll both kind of be Darkseid, but DC's released a bracket for all of the heroes and villains that are fighting with each other. And so what we'll do is somehow we will make copies of those brackets, and what you can do is place your bets. And whoever you think is gonna win, I think we might do like a for every win you predict.
Yeah, it's a point. And I think there was talks about like semi like finals and finals. That's gonna be like a catch up round.
That makes sense too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be like a going forward. A lot of great variants for this. Mm-hmm. We've got friend of the shop, Scott Koblish, doing a beautiful little wraparound. We got a nice Dan Mora wraparound with all the heroes on it. Have a stupendous Daniel Warren Johnson.
Like several variants.
Daniel's going to be doing a variant for each issue. So it's going to be a four-issue miniseries, and it's going to be, I think the theme is just going to be heroes and villains doing, getting some wrestling on. So in this one, we got Superman just giving Darkseid the business. I shouldn't have said it like that.
Pile driving him, right? Yeah.
I wanted to say pile driving, but I also didn't want to sound like I didn't know what wrestling.
Yeah, no, terms. I'll have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's Supes pile driving Darkseid.
We'll say his pile driving.
Yeah.
So
no, it's not pile. It's more of like a
Yeah. Let me see that picture.
Yeah. Like, here's the 10. Please describe.
Oh.
Please describe what's happening.
It is. I know what it's. I kind of vaguely know what
Superman is slamming Darkseid's head into the ring.
It's a little bit like the Muscle Buster. It is.
I trust you on that.
Yeah, no, it is. I believe that is a variation of the Muscle Buster, but the positioning is a bit weird and the hold is a bit weird. But I'm assuming Daniel is doing a Muscle Buster with that one.
You heard it here first, guys. Yeah. So yeah,
if we're wrong, Daniel. Come in the comments. Yeah, tell us, like, it's not the Muscle Buster.
Yeah. So, that's going to be the big one coming up. So, you know, put it in your polls. Let us know. We are going to be getting a bunch, but just in case, just so you can lock one in. And coincidentally, not coincidentally, but the week before, on the 1st, Justice League, the Omega Act special is going to be coming out. It's going to be an oversized prologue that is basically going to be leading in to DCKO. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the direct lead-in. So if you've been reading Justice League Unlimited, you obviously are a lot more caught up with everything. But if you at least want a little bit of context going into DCKO, I think this is going to be a really good one to hop into. Basically everything that's been happening since the DC All-In special, number one, has been leading up to DCKO. Mm-hmm. So, definitely, you know, pick it up if you want to get in on the action.
And then I think that is going to lead us pretty much into talking about Marvel, I think. I don't know if
there's... That's the big ones for DC. So, like we said, put in your poll. DC Omega Act special... coming in on the 1st, Batman number 2 on the 1st, Absolute Evil number 1 on the 1st, and DCKO on the 8th of October.
The day before my birthday.
The day before his birthday. Yeah, guys, happy birthday, Ramon, in the chat.
Throw it in there.
You know, come in. Also wish him a happy birthday.
Guys, if you wish Ramon a happy birthday on his birthday, you get 50% off.
Yeah, and I'll be here. Okay. I'll be in the shop.
Yeah, you know, if you don't wish Ramon a happy birthday, that is one less slice of cake for Ramon. Like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, I will know. I will come in and steal, like, each, you know, piece of cake.
Actually, if you guys don't wish Ramon a happy birthday, what's actually going to happen is you're going to have to pay the shop. So you don't get a discount. Yeah. We get a discount off of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We get you, actually.
Yeah. So.
Hey, you got to pick up,
put on your working pants.
Yeah, pick up a book that you don't want to pick up.
You take my shift for the day.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Well, Ramon's busy. He's got plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
Like sleeping.
Oh, okay.
That's so real.
Yeah, that is definitely real.
Yeah. Yeah. But so now speaking of, never mind, that's too mean. I like Marvel. I'll say speaking of sleeping.
I will say DC does have the bigger week, but you know, it's still some big stuff coming out for Marvel.
Yeah, mostly the Book of Revelation stuff, like the Age of Revelation.
Yeah, so if you guys are following at all with Marvel and specifically the X-Men, we have got the Age of Revelation storyline in full force.
Yep.
So
Cypher is now revealing himself to the world and taking on the name Revelation. He is now heir to Apocalypse.
And we're going
to
jump 10
I did
years.
Not even know that was happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that is happening.
And his name is Revelation.
Cool. So that's that explains things. So
goes the Bibble.
The Bibble.
Yeah,
yes.
The Bibble.
So there's gonna be a few the main titles are gonna be there's X-Men Book of Revelations number 1. It's written by Jed MacKay. That one's coming out October 20th. There's World of Revelation, that one is coming out October 8th. That one is gonna be written by Ryan North and Al Ewing. We've also got some other intersplicing ones, such as there's going to be Long Shots number one, written by Jerry Dugan and Jonathan Hickman. That one's coming out the 8th. The biggest one would probably be just for our regular comic goers. It's going to be Laura Kinney Sabretooth.
What?
That's going to be coming out October 8th.
Yeah, taking on the Sabretooth mantle.
Because he's been dead.
He's dead. He is like super dead.
What happened to Baberwolf?
Oh, she's also super dead.
Babertooth. Is that
yeah,
her name?
Yeah, Babertooth. Yeah, no, so... Yeah, Babertooth is also
female
super
clone
dead.
Of Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, so literally all the Sabretooth clones, just super dead.
Damn.
Like...
R.I.P.
Like,
Babertooth.
Diggity dead. So yeah, like, Laura Kinney is taking up, like, her father's tormentor's name. So yeah, good job, Laura.
Honestly, kind of hard.
Yeah,
I respect it.
Yeah.
And then I would say it's going to be the biggest X-book is going to be Amazing X-Men. Mm-hmm. It's going to be written by Jed McKay and art by Mahmoud Asrar. I hope I said that last name right.
That's pretty close.
I'll take close. Yeah, so that one, main team we got for that one is Cyclops, looking bearded mm-hmm. Cyclops, Wendigo.
Yeah, it's Wolverine.
Wendigo is Wolverine?
Because there was in the most recent Wolverine run, there was a Wendigo who was like this fucking kid.
Oh, yeah, and then he gets cursed.
Yeah, but and then at the end of the book, he reverted back to a human in Wolverine, like took him back to his fucking family, and it was really sad. So something must happen where he turns back into Wendigo and becomes Wolverine. If it's the same kid, it might not be the same kid, but...
I would imagine, so if it's directly leading into it. And then those are the big X books coming out. So let us know if you guys are interested in any of those titles. Tie-ins can be a little tricky, for me as I'm ordering, and, you know, some people... Don't give two toots about tie-ins. Other people, they are very into the tie-ins.
Yeah,
so I want to make sure that we are, taking care of everyone that really wants to be in on this event and all of the connecting storylines.
Yep.
So if you want to be, let us know. And I made sure to order a fair amount. It's not obviously going to be as much as some other titles, so if you want to be one of those people that are taken care of.
Long story short, if it interests you, pick it up. You don't have to get all the tie-ins, like a lot of tie-ins, most of
but
the time.
But you can get the tie-ins.
You could, yeah. Most of the time, they're a little side story, a little extra. Yeah, it might show up in the mainline issue, and it might be something like, you curious on how, like, you know, Laura Kinney got, like, that Three Musketeer bars? Read that Laura Kinney Sabretooth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom. Nice. Well, and then some of the other Marvel stuff, there's a new number one, there's a new Marvel Knights book, because
Punisher.
They had the World to Come, and now they're kind of expanding on the Marvel Knights line. So, yeah, Punisher, he looks pretty cool. The writer is...
Cool and old. It's Jimmy Palmiotti.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He is the co-founder of the Marvel Knights initiative, so you know he's got skin in the game.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
Gonna be a good one.
Palmiotti, sorry, I missed the I. And then Dan Panosian is gonna be doing the art.
Nice.
He's a pretty popular guy right now.
And Marvel Knights Punisher is coming out October 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to have dates for every book that we talk about in the description too. I think I tried to do the last episode as well.
Because we love you guys.
Yeah. There's also gonna be a new Return to Planet Hulk book. And because they've been doing that with Imperial, so they're going to bring him back. It's like a new Planet Hulk. That
written
they
by there. The one and only Mr. Greg Pak.
The man
himself.
If you're a Hulk guy, if you're a Planet Hulk guy, if you're a Return guy.
If you're a fan of Returning.
If you like going back to places, check out Return to Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Oh, there is one more DC book we missed, actually.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm going to backtrack really quick. Releasing on October 1st, Harley Quinn X Elvira.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We completely forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Elvira, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
We failed you.
And, you know, so that's going to be fun. There's a Mark Spears variant, some really cool variants. But speaking of Harley Quinn, and I guess because Harley Quinn's from the 90s, Spider-Man 94.
What?
Jumping back to Marvel. Issue 1 just came out. We completely sold out. And issue 2 is going to be releasing. Give me that date, Nate.
It is October 8th.
October 8th, right, a day before my birthday. We're getting number 2.
So many things before your birthday, like that Transformers 25. New era, Kirkman, Dan Mora.
Daniel Warren is saying goodbye.
He's doing variant covers, though. He's doing all the main covers.
You know what that also means, Nate? You know what that also means?
What?
We might be getting Bumblebee.
That's true. Yeah. I like how they showed Bumblebee's like mangled dead face in the last.
God, yeah, that was kind of. I mean, that's
that
kind
was
of
a like, really sweet. Yeah. That was the sweet moment where it was the Prime and Spike's dad were connecting through through the Matrix.
Yeah,
and there's the scene where Spike's dad is hugging Spike. Mm-hmm. And then Optimus is hugging Bumblebee.
Yeah,
it's like,
but yeah, it's
my sweet son
who died.
Like for those of you in the know, Danny Warren isn't really the biggest fan of Bumblebee. He's more of a Cliff Jumpers fan. So,
which is honestly like I get it, man.
Yeah, dude, that's a
look. I like Bumblebee as much as the next guy, but you know, I appreciate that he didn't care and just wanted to. Kill that guy.
Dude, it's actually kind of funny because there actually is a subsect of like Transformers fans who really do not like Bumblebee. They grew up with a character named Hotshot. It's very fascinating because like there was something that happened where like the rights for Bumblebee were kind of void.
Yeah. He was
because I think it was like Paramount.
Hotshot or Hot Rod?
It was Hotshot.
Hot Rod is different.
Yeah, Hot Rod's different. Like he replaced.
That's too many hot.
Yeah, no, it's too hot. It's too hot. But yeah, they needed a Bumblebee.
Oh, Hotshot was in Armada.
Yeah, the Unicron trilogy. So So like they threw in Hotshot like as a Bumblebee stand-in because they didn't have the rights to Bumblebee for like a TV series.
Okay. Oh. I think we have 3 more books to talk about. I have one more DC book we missed, one more Marvel book, and then an indie.
Missing so many books.
There's so much.
I'm gonna start with Marvel. They're doing a new Black, White, and Blood, but it's Black, White, Blood, and Guts, so it's just extra gory.
Yeah.
And they're releasing it around Halloween time.
Spooky themes.
It's coming out October 8th. That's gonna be fun. If you're a fan of that series, definitely pick that up. The cover has Hulk, and it looks like Silver Surfer on it.
If you're a fan of poop in your pants.
If you're a fan of Guts, if you're a fan of Blood, definitely pick it up. Then the DC book we missed, if you guys read, I know I had never read it myself, but there was the Black Label Joker and Harley book that came out a few years ago, and they're doing a sequel to that. It's called Joker and Harley, Malicious Intent. So if you're a fan of Black Label stuff, if you read that Joker and Harley book and you were itching for a sequel, we got it for you, baby.
Very cool.
And then last one I'll mention is if you were a fan of the most recent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, they're doing a comic, Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I'm pretty sure is the same name of the show that they did or are doing for that property. And they're going to do a comic about them. And that's going to be really fun. And they're also going to be appearing in another comic, too, because they're doing a multiverse-like TMNT book where it's a weekly book. I don't know when this is coming out. I forget what it's called. But it's like called Nexus Battle, I think. And it's like each issue are different alternate universe turtles fighting each other.
Who are our bets on?
Well, I know one of the issues is it shows the classic OG turtles.
Yeah.
Like in the costumes from the movies versus, I think, like the versus these turtles from the new most recent movie.
I'm
gonna
say I'm placing my bets on either Rise of the TMNT Turtles or the Nick Turtles.
I know one of the covers that I'm really excited for. It's the 2003-2004 Turtles cartoon.
I think that was
That one was just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's right. I know it's right.
Yeah, and versus the Nickelodeon.
The ones with the white eyes.
Yes. Yeah. There's a cover where it's them versus the Nickelodeon Turtles.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited
about. I think. Well.
The 2003 Turtles are gonna rock the Nickelodeon Turtles.
I don't know about that.
Dude, they're buff.
I mean, they're buff, but...
Sean Astin's fucking Raphael in that show in the 2012 one.
Damn, that's pretty cool. I don't know, but have you seen it? Have you seen any clips of Rise of the TMNT?
Some.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Great.
Well, the movie, they have, like, crazy, like, powers.
That's
Well, they got powers, with Rise, like, they leaned more into that mysticism aspect. Yeah. Like, but it was a really fun series. I'm really sad. I can
literally just like teleport or like, yeah, they got crazy powers.
Yeah. It was fun. Like,
from what I've seen,
I'm a little bit depressed that like they axed it short, because like the third season, if they got greenlit for it, they were going to finally do the Usagi crossover
with them.
So yeah, apparently a script was written, possibly concept for Usagi was also.
I guess they know that in their databases, the biggest Usagi fan. Yeah, they were like, how can we mess this guy
like,
up?
Usagi fans keep starving, unfortunately. Yeah. Like, support Usagi, support Stan Sky. Like, he is such a cool dude.
You've heard it here, folks.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
And I think that's it. So, yeah.
Like, quite a bit.
Y'all know what's up. Mm-hmm. You get those books. Get those polls in.
Yeah.
Follow us on League of Comic Geeks.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Please. I think we can finally say that. We are hot and live on League of Comic Geeks. You can find our store.
Easiest way to pull with us at this point.
Yes, like, that is gonna be the goal for us from going forward, is to get all of our poll customers on there, and it's gonna be easier for you guys. It is a very intuitive site, and it's gonna be easier for us, because
kind of very similar to like, you know, previous poll box. Like, it's all there. You can just put it down. Yeah. Like, when you update, it updates on our end. So, yeah.
And we're not sponsored.
Yeah, we're not sponsored. But it's
very good.
It's a really good service. So, no more coming in with a scroll being like, here's my new books for the month.
Exactly. Like, we appreciate you guys for, being cool with it while we're in this transitional period.
Yeah, experiencing how it was like pulling back in the day.
you know, there's nothing wrong with paper pencil, but it's just easier to, you know, sometimes phones are okay. Sometimes technology is okay. So
yeah,
we're gonna embrace it, and we hope you guys do too.
Like a happy family.
Exactly.
Yeah, very,
so,
very happy family.
Yeah, that's this week's edition of
new books.
FOC.
The FOC.
Times.
Yeah, the FOC forecast.
You just witnessed history.
Yeah, the birth of this segment name.
This is history in the making.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. And then we got some more time. We got a little topic to cover. What was the title again?
Well, not a specific title. I don't really know. We'll find out. We're just gonna be like yapping about.
Guys, come up with the title for us.
Yeah, please.
put it in the comments. Like, you know.
Yeah, we don't have enough money for the title budget.
Yeah, so like the title will update when top, like, you know, top
just rate the untitled
comments.
Episode.
Yeah, the untitled
top comment.
Top comment. Yes,
please keep it family friendly. We don't want to get
we don't. Like, YouTube is very, very mean. They like to kneecap people.
They hurt my feelings.
They kicked my dog.
They mugged me.
Can you believe like the amalgamation of YouTube came to my house and just kicked my dog?
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe him. I just can't.
Yeah, Mr. Tube, be better.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, unbelievable things. But God, you kids are like really young. You didn't experience like the heyday.
Why would you say that?
Like,
are you just doxing us now?
I don't know.
I am like, not young.
Okay, you're a 50-year-old man. Like, you like to smoke cigars.
It's
like,
not
you are,
true.
Yeah, you,
smoking
like,
is not good for you, first of all.
Like, you,
if I want to live into my 50s,
like,
I'm gonna take care of
why are you gaslighting me? Like, I remember the first time I came in, like, you were chomping on a cigar and you're like, I'm the reincarnation of Jack Kirby. You gotta believe me. Like,
I am the reincarnation of Jack Kirby? What are you gonna do?
But anyways, yeah, no, like, dude, you guys didn't experience like the genesis of the comic book video game boom.
Yeah, it was already like a thing, I feel like.
It was like at least late, well, for sure, like Atari had like, you know, a Spider-Man game, like like the Nintendo, like, you know, Nintendo always had something, but when it really boomed, it was the arcade scene.
Yeah.
So I want you all, like even you guys in the audience, to look up the Konami X-Men 6-player cabinet.
Oh shit.
Like, this thing was a beast. Like, it was Up to six players, which was unheard of at the time. I believe it was like released in like 93.
Holy shit.
Yes, it's a big boy. It is literally like a trash compactor of like a machine. Like it is.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so crazy. They had to cram like.
That's sick.
They had to cram six, like, you know, joysticks, three buttons for like six people on it. And it was based off of the unused pilot for the X-Men animated series.
Oh.
So, like, the lineup was Nightcrawler, Cyclops, Wolverine, Colossus, Dazzler, and, I'm blanking out on
Storm.
Yeah, Storm was also the other one. Yeah. And the whole thing was, like, you gotta go save Kitty Pryde. Like, yeah, because, sense. Like, the original pilot
Pride
was...
Pride of the X-Men.
Yeah, so the original pilot for the animated series was they had to go save Kitty Pryde. So
awesome.
Konami, you know, had an early one and they released that. It was so good. Like the six, like the four-player cabinet was easier to find, but yeah, that six-player one, it was, they had to fuse two monitors together just to get everything in it. And it also had the very, very classic... crackly audio where Magneto would taunt at you, and yeah, he had such classic lines as X-Men, welcome to die, and when you fought him, he would taunt you and say, die, X-Chicken, and also, he would let you know what his powers. He was Magneto, Master of Magnets. Like, it was...
Hey, he's not wrong.
But yeah,
grammar might not be
Not be taught in Krakoa, unfortunately, but yeah... But yeah, like that was like a big one growing up. Like I remember, like there was a diner like very close to where the hideout was called Nola Woods. They had like a four player machine, and next to it was also Marvel versus Capcom. That was like good times. Like the sincere insanity of it was like, you know, first one was cool. It was like 2v2, you know, you got assist, and then the second one was like 3v3, like hyperactive, fast-paced, fun comic book lore, like fun fact. So when the second game was coming out, like Fatal Attractions just came out, like I think like a year ago, a year before, and the Capcom devs were just fascinated by like Wolverine's bone claws.
Oh yes, yeah. I think we talked about this last episode.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, I think we
how
did.
How they made the two.
Yeah, the two Wolverines.
Yeah, we talked about it last episode.
Yeah, and like another thing, like during that time, yeah, Marvel wasn't doing too hot with finances, so they were just selling out rights. And I believe when they gave the rights to like the video games to Capcom, they're literally just like, "Here's our entire library. Have at it." So, like, they had...
That's how we got, like, fucking Shuma-Gorath.
Yeah, like, Shuma-Gorath, like, was playable. They had Darkheart, like...
So cool.
Yeah,
Marvel was really just hoeing themselves out.
Yeah, it was...
Like,
they
every,
broke,
yeah,
dude.
Every
like,
company,
bro. Like, super broke. Like...
It's crazy.
I think, like, even back in the day, I know we touched on it last time, the, like, Tokusatsu Spider-Man. That was, like, the same thing. It was, like, Marvel wasn't doing hot, so, like, they were just treading water.
Dude.
Like, it was a wild era for Marvel, but because of it, we had, like, you know... The animated series, we had video games,
mm-hmm.
and like the video games, like growing up, that was like always a highlight. Just seeing like a Marvel vs. Capcom cabinet, the X-Men, like arcade brawler.
So
like,
what you're saying is Marvel should go back into the red.
Yes, they
exactly.
should. They should. They need to feel that pressure to like go crazy experimental.
Guys,
like,
I think we need to bankrupt Marvel.
Yes.
So that I think that's the only way we're going to get a new Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, we need a Marvel versus Capcom 4.
Yeah. That's the only
way
we're going to get it. They
need
to be in the red. We need
They need to sweat, because when they sweat video games, and I love it. Like,
yeah.
It's good times. I mean, it's bad for Marvel, but
we
like,
need them uncomfortable.
Yes, we need them to be like we need to bring back the video games.
They've gotten too comfortable lately. They mm-hmm. think they're all that, and
yeah.
I think it's better when they're on the ropes and they really gotta push themselves.
Yeah, they need to work under pressure.
Fun fact: in the 90s, when this was all happening, Marvel went. This is completely not related to video games, but I don't care. They went to Sony.
Yeah,
we know they have a relationship with, and they said, "Hey, we'll sell you our entire fucking catalog of characters. We're gonna sell you all the rights to all Marvel film rights, for $25 million."
Oh, I remember that.
And
yeah, that
one
is,
Marvel exec,
I take that deal.
One Marvel exec was like, fuck no. Nobody fucking cares about Marvel except Spider-Man.
Yep.
We'll buy only the Spider-Man stuff. And they yep. bought it for less than $25
million. Yeah, I think it was, yeah, it was like, I know Sony got Spider-Man. Fox got, like, X-Men.
Supposedly, yep. they paid between $7 and $10 million mm-hmm. for the rights to Spider-Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Fucking insane.
That's crazy.
That's
and,
crazy.
And boy, are they milking it. They're milking yeah. every last dude,
and somewhere,
dollar.
There's some fucking exec who worked at Sony in like a fucking bar in like Minnesota. Like, I could have bought Marvel. Like a yeah. trailer for Endgame's up. He's like, that could have been mine.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
And they're like, shut up, old man. Get the fuck out of here. Crazy stuff. But okay, back to the video. But yeah, I feel like for me, like, my introduction to, I was trying to think about it, like, I think my first memory, and hard, like, internal memories of video game, comic book video games was all of the movie tie-ins they would release.
Yeah, like, that was, like, a golden age for, like, video games.
Yeah,
like,
I would say the first two I remember, one I remember, I think my brother had a PS2 that I ended up using, and on it was the fucking Fantastic Four video game.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the 2004 movie, mm-hmm. which was, I remember loving, I just remember playing the first mission over and over again, where you're Ben Grimm doing, like, a fucking spacewalk and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And on the space station. It's tight. And then I also, the other one I remember, there was this place I used to get my hair cut by the Bunnapark Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Across the street called Crazy Cuts or some shit. Cool Cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Cool
I
cuts.
Think I remember cool,
yeah.
cool Cuts.
And I would, yeah. that's the first place I got my hair cut at. And they, when you were getting your hair cut, they had it set up so you can be playing video games at the same time.
That's sick.
And I remember playing Spider-Man 2. The Spider-Man 2
Oh, yeah,
game.
Where it was all narrated by Bruce Campbell.
Mm-hmm. And that was, that like, was the best swinging God. Mechanics. I remember playing that shit. So it's like that. And then I think the other one that I really, the two other ones were both Spider-Man ones that I remember playing a lot of when I was younger were, actually, there's four, and they're all Spider-Man ones, and I'm going to name them up. It was, the earliest one was definitely Friend or Foe. Spider-Man Friend or Foe was just, like, tied into the Tobey Maguire movies.
Yep.
And you got to play as, like, fucking Green Goblin, Doc Ock, Venom. And they had other villains. Fucking Best Buy, first on Prowler. That was the first thing that Prowler...
Oh,
yeah.
Prowler,
oh, yeah, that
yeah.
was, yeah.
He was, I think, one of the first... Because it was, like, a co-op game, so there was always two players. And I think in the first mission, the co-op player is Prowler.
Which, that makes sense, I mean, comics-wise. Like, that, yeah. he was, like... One of Peter's, like, early masked allies.
Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And then I played a lot of Web of Shadows. Spider-Man Web of Shadows was yeah. fucking awesome. Being able to transform into the symbiote back and forth. I loved playing that game. Then the other two were probably my two goated ones. Is Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions and Spider-Man Edge of Time. Spider-Man
All very solid.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions is definitely responsible for my obsession with Spider-Man Noir, and I think as a whole, noir media, because that was, I think, my first exposure to, like, other than, like, I guess, like, Roger Rabbit, which I guess you can consider a noir.
Yeah, that's definitely a noir. Like, yeah. it checks off, like, a lot of, like, the noir tropes. Mm-hmm.
But, like, in terms of, like, the tone and, like, the visual style, playing that game with the black and white missions was, like, literally the only thing I wanted to play in those games. Like, I would replay just the fucking noir missions. And maybe I love the black suit missions where you're Ultimate Spider-Man. But those missions were just so much fucking fun. And then, like, I, from there, like, love started to grow to love noir. It's, like, one of my favorite kind of genres. And then Edge of Time was dope as fuck, fighting Anti-Venom, and Anti-Venom fucking fuses with Doc Ock and somebody else, and they fucking turn into that weird giant monstrous freak. And then the way the timeline's changing when you're playing as 2099 versus Peter, and then how they got, I'm pretty sure the voice actor's 2099 is Christopher Daniel Barnes.
Okay,
and
nice.
Yeah,
and spectacular regular Spider-Man is voiced by Josh Keaton.
Oh, nice.
And Keaton. That, I'm pretty
yeah.
sure.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Did he ever get the chance to play Marvel Nemesis?
Oh my God! Yeah. Yes, yes. That was another early one, 100%.
Dude, Nemesis is so wild because like it was literally just like let's get Marvel characters, and then EA's like, "Yo, we got our own superheroes as well."
Yeah, let's throw them in there.
The Imperfects.
So
yes, so
Marvel Nemesis: Rise of the Imperfects, right?
Yes, it was. Like they even tried to like launch a comic.
I remember we had it for a bit. We had one of the sets.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, for the folks at home who don't know, like, yeah, EA made, like, an arena fighter.
It was so good.
Like, it was so, it's so of its time, but yeah, it was just, like, Marvel characters versus, like, these newer, like, new breed of, like, heroes. And the entire thing, like, the designs for the Imperfects is just so,
late 90s.
Did Jay Lee do the fucking art?
Yes,
for
he did. Yeah. I believe he did. Like, but yeah, it's so like late 90s, early 2000s.
Like, they look like characters that would have been like. Like rejected characters from like a Blade script.
Yeah, no,
like it looked like it would have been like
a Yeah, I mean, like I got movies. A picture of like one of them up. Like,
oh, literally, yeah.
It's so like it's so early Image, like it's so.
And then one like, dude with like I don't know if he had like acid breath or some shit, but he had like his whole thing was like acid.
He had a shroud.
Yes, like, in the acid. Oh my god!
It's so I freaking love that era.
And all of the characters have like alternate skins. Yes. That were like. In, like, all fucked up, like, inspired by the Imperfects.
Yes, it was.
I remember the Spider-Man skin in that game was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that one is... That is probably in, like, one of the original three of... Mm-hmm. I think that might have been one of the games my brother had on his PS2.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, yeah, it's...
That's a core memory, dude.
Oh, like, yeah, all that's... Green. Oh, yeah, let me... Oh, yeah, it's, like, radioactive looking and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well,
like, dude. I'm pretty sure they also did that, like, they threw that costume in with the Sony Spider-Man game as well.
I think so.
Yeah, like, it's so mid-2000s, yeah, I love dude. It.
I remember as a kid being obsessed with that. And the loading screen, it was literally Jay Lee art. Look at
yeah,
it.
It's...
That's Jay Lee, right?
Not Jay. Oh, yeah, that's Jay Lee.
Yeah,
yeah.
All the loading screen art was Jay Lee over.
That's sick.
But yeah, it was so wild. Like... Like, I only lightly played it, but I do remember, like, those characters and stuff. It had that Attitude Era to it.
It was so edgy.
Like, I love it. Like, dude, yeah, contrary to, like, belief in my personality, I love that edgy aesthetic. I love, like, you know, just that chain and spike aesthetic. Like, it's so of its time, but, like, it's so good. Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, yeah, he's all freaky. Oh, got all those tattoos and looks like a zombie. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Dude. Oh, that fucking... game.
God,
so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that
era of like Marvel video games, like it's like you had that. You had like the Incredible Hulk video game. Like,
oh my
like,
god, I love the Incredible
that's
Hulk
like,
video game.
So
that was
good.
Another one I played. Dude, when you can break the buildings, mm-hmm. they would all fall. There was I remember they had that was I think my first exposure to the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah,
one of the
yep.
alternate skins was the Hulkbuster armor, and I remember
so good.
Yeah, and that was it had the opening scene. That was cut from the movie
mm-hmm.
where he fucking shoots himself in the mouth and he spits the fucking bullet out.
Oh yeah.
Because
that was
you could see that scene online,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't in the actual cut of the movie.
You're right. Like I remember they did use a bunch of like the like edited like the cut scenes
mm-hmm.
for like cutscenes. Like that's so oh god.
And they
so
referenced
good.
That in the Avengers movie, because mm-hmm. a lot of the Avengers movie well, fucking Mark Ruffalo's like, I'm gonna cut it in my mouth and pull the trigger and the big guy spit it out,
mm-hmm.
which is from the deleted scene.
Yep.
And it's in the fucking game.
God, it's like that era was so good. There was that Hulk game, there was a Wolverine game that was out.
Yeah, it was
like,
also
that was...
it was better than it was better than the movie, because it
yeah.
was an old Wolverine Origins game. And
it literally was, yeah,
you,
it literally
and
was.
You get all
like,
shot
yeah.
up and like you look all fucked up and slowly you start to regenerate, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Your clothes did regenerate, which didn't make sense, but that's okay.
Yeah. But I mean it was graphics at the time. Like it's graphics at the time, like modeling clothing and having it like tear and stuff, that's
yeah.
Oh my god, it's a hassle.
And then
like,
they took that, and it was really violent, and they
mm-hmm.
took that mechanic of the regeneration thing all over to the Deadpool game.
Yep.
Which was also a game I played all the time as a kid.
That,
yeah, that
was like...
was I feel like that was like the birth of the modern day depiction of Deadpool.
Oh yeah, no, it definitely was. It was that Daniel Way era
mm-hmm.
of just like, you know, adding in like, oh, Deadpool can see like dialogue boxes, like... He really, really pushed that Merc with a Mouth one, and, like, it was Nolan North who did, like, the voice
yes,
for, like,
he,
Wade.
And
like,
he first, because he first voiced him in the Wolverine Hulk movie.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The Hulk versus.
Hulk.
Yeah, first God. Hulk versus.
The Hulk.
Watch those Hulk versus movies.
They're
yeah,
really
they're
really good.
I feel like the Thor one's underrated.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
oh, my
yeah.
God. Okay, next podcast
Thor,
episode.
The Hulk versus Thor movie is really good. I would say it's... I mean, it's neck and neck with
yeah.
both of them.
I think we should do an episode, this is spitballing here, if you guys want to see this, let me
Hold
know,
up.
A video where we just specifically discuss the 2000s era of Marvel animated.
Oh
movies.
My god.
Like,
well,
we get to fucking Young Avengers, we get to the Hulk
versus...
Do
we do like a...
Do you
want
to do like a...
Are we going to do like a Red Letter Media?
Oh, dude, yeah, some
Marvel
I think
oh
that'd be
like,
fun. I think that'd be fucking fun.
I mean, if you want to open it up more, like, that era also, just so much animation. There was like... a Hellboy, like a trilogy of Hellboy animated movies.
Something else retrospective episodes. Oh, sorry, would actually be really interesting. One thing I think would be cool if we watch like the first season of like the Spawn show.
Oh, that'd be so good. Yes,
that'd be fun episode ideas where we can just like give us
some suggestions. Yeah, like what you guys want to see.
Yeah, we definitely have a list going, but at the same time, remember it's
if you guys want me to watch something, I'll watch something.
Oh yeah,
Give me recommendations. I got a Letterboxd. I watch movies.
Speaking of Letterboxd, if you have a Letterboxd, follow me and Nate on Letterboxd.
I'm also on it.
We're all Letterboxd.
We're all on Letterboxd. Guys, give us movie recommendations. Yeah. We're gonna become the Comic Book Hideout Red Letter Media.
RJQ72 on Letterboxd.
Yeah, I think mine's easy. It's just Nathan Smith.
I don't know what mine is. I don't remember how to check.
We're definitely getting off topic. But yeah,
just look up Nate Basil. But yeah,
the crazy part is, like, you mentioned, like, they were moving over that healing mechanic with the Deadpool game.
Yes.
Well, a lot of those, like, programmers, they went on to do, like, several other stuff because the guy that did the swing mechanics for Spider-Man.
Yes, he was into a game, right?
Yeah, I'd have to check. Like, I think it was, like, 3 years back, he made a game, and the big highlight was just the web swinging mechanics. Like, it wasn't a Spider-Man game. Like, yeah. It was, like... I think you had like a grappling hook or something. And I think the team behind that Hulk video game, they also did another similar one.
Oh, shit.
Which advertised like the wreckage mechanics and stuff. Cool. Like, but yeah, like that era of gaming was just insane. And especially like if you think like hard about it, like, I mean, it's licensed games, like they do have a bad stigma. Like they're rushed out, but like the comic games, like, from that era, like, really well good. Like, really well done.
The Arkham games? Mm-hmm. That's when we're getting the Lego Batman games?
Oh my god, I'm so excited for that one.
Don't get me started on Lego Batman.
Dude, yeah, Matt Berry. Oh god.
Oh, Matt Berry is Bane.
That's so good. Yeah, I remember, the Lego games are so solid.
Anything you used to play a lot, Nate?
What did I play? I remember specifically, it was this Game Boy Advance Spider-Man game. It was Spider-Man Battle for New York.
Oh, was it one with like the really messed up Willem Dafoe like head sprite?
I don't believe so. All I remember from it was you played as either Spider-Man or Green Goblin, and it was like an intersecting story where like the Green Goblin one, it's like you're breaking out of facilities and like schools and stuff, and then Spider-Man, you're not doing that. I it's very vague, but I remember playing something that's disgusting.
Yeah, dude, this might have to be the title card. Yeah,
no, because I remember, I believe it was like ultimate Spider-Man theme, because the Goblin in that was like the Hulk Goblin. So that was fun. Lego Batman is my, that's my goat. It will always be my goat. One and two. I like three. I think three is really fun.
Really underrated, I feel like.
I think it is underrated. I
do remember, like, you could troll so hard with that game, because like it was, you had the regular figures and it was just like, oh yeah, they got HP. Then you got like people like Superman and like all that other stuff where they had the invincible HP.
Yeah.
So it was...
Yeah, so one, I enjoy Lego Batman 3. Yeah. I don't think it is as good as the other ones, but at least in terms of story, I think like mechanics, it's really fun. And I will give them points for the 66 Batman mini story playthrough thing that you can do. And Green Lantern Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
That's so good. I've heard the Lego Supervillains game is really good.
Oh yeah, no, like
I didn't catch that one.
Me neither, but like, I've heard it's like some of the best like free roam and like there's a lot of good character. And it's the only game where you make a villain, like you make a character and your main character is a character you play as.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like your new so villain.
Good. Yeah, and I did really appreciate the character customization in Lego Batman 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I remember specifically
in Red Hood, probably.
I think it was Lego Batman 2. I made a, cause the way you did it was you'd create the character out of like the parts of other characters, and then you could give that character specific powers of another character. That was kind of how you built it.
If like, if I remember right, it was like head, torso, legs, and then like helmet accessory or
set. And what I did, which I thought was really cool, and I still think it's kind of cool, is I was a big fan of the Grant Morrison Batman run at the time. So I made a Batman figure that was like the blue and gray, and then I gave him Nightwing's power
set. So
cool. I was basically Dick Grayson Batman.
That's awesome.
I thought it was pretty sick, and I played him a lot.
I think it all came ahead was the Lego Marvel game. That one was really
cool. I love the Lego Marvel game. People don't sleep on that one enough.
That first one is amazing. I love that game, man.
So good. Like, and it was also the first introduction of like the jumbo mini figures.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Hulk and Venom.
Yeah, Hulk,
dude,
Venom.
It had like Superior Spider-Man. I got Superior Spider-Man. You know how hard I had to grind for that shit?
So it was them and Deadpool that were hard.
Hold up, I need to look up the specific what you had to do to get.
Yeah,
because I remember it was really hard. And
is that like every mission on 100%?
I don't know.
I do remember the requirements to unlock Deadpool. It was like you had to unlock like every red brick mission.
Oh my god!
Like, and I think there was like 120 red brick missions. And like, it was insane. That is some SNK like level of just like, oh, you like this character, but do you really like this character?
Yeah.
Like,
are you willing to put your fucking?
My bad. I don't think it was as hard as I immediately thought. So you had to jump off the Empire State Building. That had a launch point, and then you had to go through all the rings of studs on the way down. To make the last ring. So
that's doable.
It was doable.
Did you get Deadpool? You might be thinking about Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool
I don't know if I think I got Deadpool.
Yeah, he was the really hard one.
Yeah,
I was playing the shit out of that game, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, like for the folks at home, like to unlock Deadpool, you had to like find these red bricks. But some of these bricks you had to unlock like behind doors, and that required a certain key to unlock them.
It was within
the triple digits. Like,
yeah, 100%.
It was insane. Like,
yeah, and
I was just really happy. Like, I mean, look at that. Come on.
Oh, come on. So good. Come on, guys.
And that's like right when it was happening.
Yeah,
in comics,
I know. So I was like the most hype. I was probably more hype than like anyone possibly could have been.
Like that Marvel Lego game, it was a great history of like Lego and also Marvel, like around that same time. Like, I think, if I remember right, yeah, there was complaints with, like, the minifigures of the Batman one, where it was just, like, Bane shouldn't be scrawny.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, several minifigures, and then...
How about U-Code? How about U-Code Lego Bane?
No, it was actually complaints to actually Lego themselves about the minifigures. Like, and for the longest time, like, the minifigures were just minifigures.
Yeah.
So, it didn't have superhero proportions. So, when... I believe it was Marvel that suggested them to do like the jumbo minifigures. That's how we got like the Hulk. That's how we got the Thing.
That's how Clayface, it was such a good game.
Like, and I'm really glad that like Lego, like the new Lego Batman's coming out, and it's very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Like, very, it's a great mix of like the Arkham games along with like, you know, that early Lego cheese.
Yeah. I mean anything Lego I ate the shit out of. And the Arkham games are great. Mm-hmm. I have a deep fondness for those.
Yeah,
I think I
got a confession. I only played City. Like, City was definitely good. Like, it's
that's
like,
all right.
Yeah.
I think if you're gonna play one, I think City is the best one.
Definitely like the best one.
Look, Arkham Knight looks fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Still, for this today,
it looks it is incredible.
Obvious plot twist.
Yeah, obvious.
I will make a confession. I have not finished playing that game yet.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like 12 years old.
Well, the problem. I mean, also, I wasn't like a huge gamer.
Yeah,
I got it pretty late too. But I. I really didn't like the Batmobile mechanics.
It, yeah, really, that's what I heard. It like,
was,
yeah,
I liked it.
Well, okay, it played very well. I think the problem was that they just utilized it too much.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they had a good,
it for every
they had a good thing, yeah. And they just. Sometimes I don't want to be in a Batmobile.
Yeah, I don't yeah. want to be in a Batmobile, bro.
I want to be. Yeah, I do. Yes, exactly.
I want to punch a dude in the face.
Yeah, but it's great. I do think Arkham City is the best one. Mm. However,
best costumes also like such a great implementation of the Beyond costume. Like, it was so good.
I think my favorite, if we're moving on to favorites now. Mm-hmm. It's got to be Spider-Man PS4.
Spider-Man
PS4.
It's so good.
Is if a game can make me cry,
mm-hmm.
yes, you get my points. I will always love Lego Batman, but like, guys,
it's so good.
You know it didn't when I was swinging a Spider-Man. It didn't fill me with the exaggerated swagger of a black teen, but
oh yeah, felt,
as a white teen,
you felt some swagger.
I felt a little bit of swagger.
Oh god, yeah.
I felt the kind of swagger that Peter Parker has. I had a little bit of that white boy swagger.
Like I mean, before we move on, just for context, like. What Nate is referring to, it was a review from, it was IGN, right?
Yeah.
It was IGN. It was such a cringy review. It was for the Miles review, where they're just like, Miles has the swagger of a young black teen. Like, it was
specifically
so
the guy who's doing the...
Yeah, the exaggerated swag of a young black
so
teen.
So he's reviewing the game, and during the clips, he's basically saying that, the mechanics of the game are... really, you know, free-flowing, and, you know, you really get into it.
You feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah, you feel like Spider-Man. It's like, you know, the swinging, you know, it makes you have it feels like the exaggerated swagger of a black teen.
Yeah,
and then everyone was like, what?
It was so
everyone was like, huh?
Yeah,
dude.
Like, IGN continuing with their questionable reviews. Oh, God, if you want also more questionable reviews, look up the... it was the Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire remake.
Oh, boy.
Like, they gave it a 7.5, and one of the complaints was too much water.
Okay, shut up, dude. This guy loves grass types. This guy loves grass types.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but Spider-Man PS4 is my favorite.
I wish the second one was
good. The mechanics of that game are just incredible. Like, I know people say it to death, but there's a reason. It makes you like you feel like you're Spider-Man.
Yeah, dude.
Playing that game,
dude,
and the story is great too.
It's so good.
It's so damn good. MJ missions aside,
I didn't hate them.
Yeah. I didn't hate them.
Like I heard they didn't overstay their
welcome. Better in the second game.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm just not playing a Spider-Man game. To play MJ. I'm sorry. I appreciate
Metal Gear.
I appreciate what they were trying to do with like the Lois Lane MJ kind of thing.
So what you're saying is you didn't want to play Mary Jane Solid.
No.
Yeah.
That's just to the benefit of the game, when the mechanics are so good, you don't want to play as anyone other than Spider-Man. You know,
yeah,
it's
like,
fine for like one or two scenes, but
yeah, I definitely need to get it myself. Like, I briefly played it at a friend's house, and like, it got him on a Spider-Man kick. And then like, I heard about the second game. I'm like, okay, cool, Venom's here. And then like, I saw like, oh yeah, Harry is Venom, and that design is like the Agent Venom costume. And I'm just like, just make an Agent Venom game. I want an Agent Venom game.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't want to play as Venom with gun.
I do. I just don't think they're gonna make a whole game about it, which I would play.
Dude, you want to be really great? The Venom Space Knight as a video game.
That would be a great.
That
game.
Would be really good.
Wouldn't it be cool if they used him in the Telltale? Not the Telltale, but one of those Guardians of the Galaxy games.
Oh, that'd be so good.
He was part of the Guardians for a bit, right?
Yeah,
and that was introduced like
Null's Prison Planet. Like that was such a good run.
Didn't they make it where in the symbiote language Clintar
means prison?
That's pretty hard,
which
I will say.
So good. So
do you know about that, Nate?
No.
Yeah, Clintar means prison.
Yeah, in the
Null is trapped in the middle of the planet. Like the planet was created as a prison for Null. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I need to read the Donny Cates run.
So good, so good.
Sorry for not reading that. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. There's a lot of comics and a lot of video games. Uh-huh. Like,
but and then well, hey,
so
and then
is life.
I'll end it off because I think we've kind of made our way up to the most recent kind of games. Supposedly, at the end of the month, we're supposed to be getting another trailer for the first time in 2 fucking years or some shit for the Wolverine game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're actually still making that?
Yeah, people in Spider-Man. And supposedly a trailer's going to drop at the next PlayStation State of Play.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. Sony hit gold with Spider-Man. Like, I mean, even though 2 wasn't as good, like, it still sold well.
It was still good.
Yeah, it sold the shit out.
Yeah, like, so it's like, they're going full steam ahead.
It felt like Spider-Man 2 should have been Spider-Man 2 and 3.
Yes.
Like, the first half of the game, that whole game should have been Kraven.
Oh, yes.
And you set up the symbiote stuff and have the end of the game be Harry becoming Venom. And then all of the third game, you could have been all... And you could have been the second game, he has the black suit still. You can still do the black suit stuff.
Yeah, you could easily sprinkle it in where there's just like, oh, we're seeing like similar things like, you know, Spidey, but like, oh, Spidey's just like, yeah, I don't remember doing that stuff. Like,
yeah, and then they could have done some cool stuff where it's like a third game, the villains are Venom and Green Goblin.
Yes, that would have been
like
really
kind of father and son are the villains. Like, I think that could have been cool. But they still might do that, but we'll fucking see.
But yeah,
it's Wolverine. Hopefully, maybe the release date of this podcast will coincide with that reveal.
Fingers crossed. And also, extremely excited for Tokon Fighting Souls.
Oh, it's so good.
So, yeah, like, one of my favorite developers, they're known for Guilty Gear. They're known for really flashy fighting games. Like, they did also the Dragon Ball FighterZ game.
Yes!
So, like, if you guys have ever seen, like, footage of Dragon Ball FighterZ, same team is doing a Marvel fighting game. Like, it is...
And it looks very cool.
It's so insane. Like, so far the roster that we know, it's Cap, it's Iron Man,
Storm, Miss Marvel, Star-Lord.
Yeah. Spidey is in it, Doctor Doom is in it. Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider, which I am very surprised.
Oh, like, they confirmed that? I didn't see
it. Yeah, no, he like, Robbie is part of the trailer.
Cool.
Like, yeah, no, it's... you know, it's in Japanese, but, like, you know, you can put subtitles on and everything. But, yeah, he does go, like, you know, oh, this is a L.A. special, like, for, like, his finisher as he runs you over with the Hell Dodger. It's so
good. No, that is an L.A. special.
Yeah, it is an L.A. special.
I saw it happen to my buddy once.
Yeah, it's, do not go to L.A. for the L.A. special.
Yeah, and then also coming out, I think it might be delayed more. I don't know if it's coming out next year still, but that World War II Marvel game, 1940-something.
Ooh, interesting.
Where it's there's three storylines, and it looks, it's probably the most, if the footage they showed is in-engine, which they said, like, it's probably the most realistic-looking video game of all time.
Interesting.
It looks fucking insane, and you play as Captain America, there's four characters you play as. You play as Captain America, you play as Black Panther, who at the time is
T'Chaka,
a soldier, just a regular, I think, World War II soldier who like works with Howling Commandos or some shit.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
And a Wakandan spy.
That's cool.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they do a big reveal with that generic soldier with the Howling Commandos, where it's something like, it's Logan, or something.
That would be interesting. Yeah. Marvel 1943, The Rise of Hydra.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Okay.
That's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. That's, it's supposed to be in-engine footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks, it's literally like...
It does look really good,
It just looks like a real fuck... Oh, and the guy who voices Cyborg...
Yeah.
Oh, that is
What's
so
his name?
Cool.
What's his
yeah.
name? Don't shut up.
And
shut
he
up.
Played
shut
he played Jesus in Walking Dead.
Shut
not
up.
Jesus, not Jesus,
shut
Ezekiel
up.
In
shut
Walking
up.
Dead.
Shut up. It's
what's his name? It's a name, definitely.
Is it something Carrie?
I'm gonna check right now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, such like we're getting some
yes.
good stuff. Like, we're getting
Kerry
some...
Payton.
Yes!
K-H-A-R-Y.
I got that shit, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I know things.
But yeah, we're in for some really good, like, video games down the line. Like,
yeah.
The video game scene with comics, they're eating well. Like, they're doing well.
Mm-hmm. I feel like... And it's going to keep going. Well, wait, let's take a moment of silence
for
video games such as Black Panther and Wonder Woman. Let's get a good 5 seconds of moment of silence. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Wonder Woman game and the Black Panther.
I was really excited for that 1D game.
They were going to do the Nemesis system, which Warner Brothers copyrighted and is doing nothing with. Which pisses me off. You know the Nemesis system name?
No.
So in the game Shadow of Mordor, which came out, which is a Lord of the Rings game, they had this really cool system that the studio made up that Warner Brothers copyrighted, where there's different bosses that are scattered throughout the map, like mini-bosses, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can fight them. And not all of them after the fights, that not all of the time they'll die. Sometimes you'll fight them and they might just get injured and they'll run off. But they will remember you in their interaction, and over time in the game, they naturally start to progress up the ranks of, like, the bad guys and become bigger and more reputation around them. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you fought somebody and you fucked them up, they'll come back later on in the game and they have, like, an eye patch on, like, metal, fucked them up, and they're, like, coming with more people. Like, oh, you got me last time, but not this time.
Cool.
So it's, like, you have, like, notoriety against the specific people, and, like, specific generals and stuff will, like, grow to hate you. And stuff like that. And then, like, if you... And there's also, like, you kill one guy. Picture it like a bracket, kind of. But, like... or, like, a tree, right? And you take out one dude who's higher up. Somebody who's lower will move up and take their spot.
Oh, that's cool.
So even... So it'd be... Imagine a Batman game like that where you take out, like, a boss.
Yeah.
And, like, you
so
beat the
good.
Shit out of a goon. And then over time, he becomes, like, the head of the fucking Grimaldi family or some shit like that. I don't know. I think that, and Warner Brothers copyrighted that system, so no other game.
That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. And the only games they used them for are the Shadow of Mordor games, and that's it. And they were gonna do it for the Wonder Woman game, but it's can't. And Monolith Studios, who doing the Wonder Woman game, was the ones who did Shadow of Mordor and stuff, and they just shut down. Oh my god, I burped. They just shut down the studio.
Yeah, which is a waste. Like it's a waste. It's like stupid. That's. I mean, yeah, it's like overall we're getting good stuff, but at the same time, there's some. Terrible decisions that happened. Like,
well, not to end on a low note, but I think that is going to end up wrapping up the episode. I feel like we had a nice little topic. We yapped about some fun stuff. This was nice. This is kind of chatting. This is a different kind of structure, less structured than our last one, which I'm glad. I'm playing around with different things. And let us know how you guys are feeling about this so far, the new structure for it. Any feedback or comments about what
you think
we could do better.
Give, like we say, give us movie recs.
Please,
I'm a big fan. I'm trying to be better with my words.
We should watch. We should do an episode on Steel.
Oh yes,
the Shaq movie.
Give us good movie recommendations.
Specific. Try to be comic booky stuff. Comic book adjacent works too.
But yeah, but
things
we'll watch bad stuff too. You know, maybe just do, I don't know, they do, like, gifted subs or something, you know.
Pay us.
Yeah.
If you want to watch something bad, pay us.
Yeah, tip us. You know?
Dollar in the tip jar equals
one
bad
look,
movie.
My time is valuable, okay?
Same. You're a student, so, like, your time is very valuable.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, damn straight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for tuning in. If you... Watch this from beginning to end, that's crazy. Give yourself a big gold star and a pat on the back.
Yep. But yeah, I've been 10.
I've been Ramon.
I have been, will be, and shall always be Nate.
Yeah, and this was the Period Over Power Hour, recorded right in the store comic book hideout.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next month.
Bye.
Bye!